So let's talk about the membranes that you can find in a cell. Prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, of course, have a plasma membrane or a cell membrane around them. And eukaryotic cells, as we've already heard in a previous episode, also has cell organelles that are made of membranes. And we're now going to really zoom in very deeply into the cell, and we're going to now look at how a membrane actually looks like. And I'm going to illustrate to you two different types of membrane models. One of them is not correct and the other one is correct, but you have to know both, because we have to understand a little bit the historical background on how people, many years ago, actually discovered how membranes look like. So there are these two membrane models. One of them is called the Davison-Danielli membrane model. And this one is from the 1930s. And the other one is known as the Singer-Nicholson model from the 1970s. And the Singer-Nicholson model is also known as the fluid mosaic membrane. And actually, that is the one which is correct. But we have to look at the Davison-Danielli model as well. What they've done back in the 1930s is they chemically analyzed what membranes are made of, and they discovered that membranes are made of two things, so-called proteins, okay, that's you've heard of this already before, and also something called phospholipids. So membranes are made of proteins and phospholipids. And at that time, in the 1930s, they did not have electron microscopes yet. So they were kind of wondering, okay, how could those be actually arranged? And they were kind of thinking a little bit. And what they discovered is that the phospholipids are in a so-called a bilayer. So the phospholipids, which are kind of elongated molecules, they arrange in a double layer, which they call the bilayer. And on the outside, on both sides of this bilayer, you have a layer of proteins. So you've got a layer of proteins, then phospholipids, the bilayer, and then again proteins. It's like a sandwich. And this is what they proposed. And one reason why they thought that it's going to be like this is because they did some calculations and they found out, wow, there are so many phospholipids that actually you have to have twice the area. Yeah? And they said, well, the only way that this works out is if the phospholipids are in a bilayer. Yeah, so, and this they call it the so-called the unit membrane model. Davison-Danielli in the 1930s called it the unit membrane model. And this was, how shall I say, half correct. Okay, because they were not quite correct concerning the position of the proteins. You have to understand that only later in the 1930s, later on, I think it was 1938, the electron microscope was invented. As a matter of fact, they even gave, if I remember correctly and read correctly, they even were awarded the Nobel Prize for having invented the electron microscope. It was that important. And Singer and Nicholson, they put cell membranes under the electron microscope, and they discovered that the proteins are actually not on the outside, but rather that they're floating inside the bilayer between the phospholipids. And that's a very different model, okay? So yes, there is still a phospholipid bilayer, but the position of the proteins is quite different. And they've actually seen the proteins under the electron microscope, scopes, and they also found out that the proteins, they had different polarities. So parts of the protein were soluble in water, other parts of the protein were soluble in fat. And this also explained why the proteins are located inside the bilayer, as they actually are. So what I'm going to now explain is in a different episode, in the next episode, I'm going to now go into the much more detail on how the fluid mosaic membrane model of Singer and Nicholson actually looks like and what evidence they have for this. Okay, but in this short episode, I simply wanted to clarify to you that there are these two models around, I think it's a good idea to actually follow along using a drawing. Okay, so that's it for this very short introductory episode. And in the next audio file, I'm going to talk about the membrane structure of the Singer-Nicholson fluid mosaic model.